Three on. Up after the fifth inning.
Leading off for the Hickory Rebels is Smith, the catcher.
It's a late July night in 1945. At Webb Field in Concord, the minor league baseball Concord Weavers are playing the Hickory Rebels.
Swings that bat in there. Mr. Lasorda comes to wind up and the pitch, and it's a slow ground ball going out to the pitcher. Lasorda is up and over to first base for the out. One away.
That Concord pitcher is a 17-year-old Tommy Lasorda, who went on to a brief playing career and a 20-year Hall of Fame run as manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The play-by-play announcer is Robert D. Rayford, also 17 and getting his start on a long radio and entertainment career. This was an era in which baseball was intertwined with the very fabric of life in North Carolina.
Well, there were textile leagues everywhere. I think at that time, Cabarrus County had about 14 to 15 different textile mills, and every one of them had a baseball team.
That's baseball researcher Hank Utley. He's chronicled North Carolina's colorful baseball history, including the feisty Carolina League of the 1930s. The league defined outlaw baseball. Teams boosted their rosters with players who were either disillusioned with the structure of traditional pro ball or had been kicked out. Utley says one such character was a pitcher known as Strutton Bud Shaney, notorious for doctoring baseballs by embedding phonograph needles under the seams.
Two or three to close together and got them out of weight. But when you grip the baseball properly and got that ball rotating out of weight, you could throw one hell of a curveball.
Utley recalls one game in Concord when a player asked the umpire to check the ball Strutton Bud was throwing, but Shaney just tossed it over the grandstand. Shaney pitched for the Charlotte Hornets. Yes, the Hornets, a sports team moniker in Charlotte long before the city's first NBA franchise took the name in 1988. Minor league baseball teams, known as the Hornets, played in Charlotte beginning in 1901. Frank Quillacy spent time as a Hornets infielder from 1962 to 64. He remembers friendly fans, the southern humidity, and long road trips by bus. Quillacy also recalls the racial realities of that time in Charlotte. While the baseball team was integrated, Quillacy saw a different picture in the stands.
The town, unfortunately, at that time, there was segregation, and the blacks had their own area in the park. They used to call it the coal bin.
Those games were played in Dilworth, in a ballpark built in 1940 by Calvin Griffith, son of Washington Senators owner Clark Griffith. Former Charlotte Observer sports writer Wilt Browning covered Hornets games at the stadium in the mid-60s.
It was a wonderful old dark green painted baseball grandstand, you know, the kind that Norman Rockwell might have painted.
Today, condos and modern or renovated homes fill the tree-lined streets in the Olmsted Park section of Dilworth, where the old Clark Griffith baseball stadium once stood. Margaret Morgan grew up in the neighborhood and lived right across the street from the ballpark, close enough to hear the action on game days.
Yeah, home run sounds. Somebody would hit a home run or even just hit a good ball, and the whole place would erupt. Even if I was in the house, you could hear it.
Morgan also remembers attending games for about 50 cents admission. The 1970s and 80s brought big changes for minor league baseball in Charlotte. The Hornets' name stuck until 1972, when the team was briefly renamed the Charlotte Twins, followed by a three-year hiatus for pro baseball in the city. Charlotte-based wrestling promoter Jim Crockett Jr. brought the game back in 1976 after buying and relocating the Baltimore Orioles' AA affiliate in Asheville. The Charlotte O's played in the renamed Crockett Park in Dilworth, and future Major League stars Cal Ripken Jr. and Curt Schilling were among the players to wear the Charlotte uniform in the early to mid-80s. The city's baseball landscape changed again in 1985 when fire destroyed Crockett Park. Again, Margaret Morgan.
That was sad. There was nothing left. I mean, it was just there, a big open field,
The team owners built a makeshift stadium on the Dilworth site where the Orioles played three more seasons. In 1989, George Shinn bought the team, renamed it the Charlotte Knights, and moved it to a newly built stadium in Fort Mill, where the team has played for more than 20 years. Shinn sold the Knights to North Carolina nursing home magnate Don Beaver in 1998. And now, minor league baseball in Charlotte is undergoing another big change. A cheer went up in June as a crane hoisted the ceremonial last beam for construction of a 10,000-seat, state-of-the-art baseball stadium in uptown Charlotte. The AAA Knights, now part of the Chicago White Sox organization, will begin play next season at BB&T Ballpark, where the climate seems ripe for a new era of baseball memories to be made. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.